About one American woman in seven will get a breast cancer diagnosis during her lifetime. For 5 to 10% of women with genetic risk factors, breast cancer is almost inevitable. Mammograms miss most cancers in these high-risk women, but as NPR's Richard Knox reports, an MRI could help.
For Connie Dinning of Natick, Massachusetts, getting breast cancer was just a matter of time.
My mother and her four sisters all had breast cancer, and their mother and their four female cousins all had breast cancer. This was all of the women on that side of the family, so it was 10 out of 10 women.
4 years ago, Dinning enrolled in a program at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston for women at high risk of breast cancer. Every 6 months, she has either a conventional mammogram or a newer test that uses MRI, magnetic resonance imaging, to look for breast tumors. 2 years ago, when Dinning was 47, they found one.
It was the MRI that picked up the small site that I had, but it was still not detectable on a mammogram. So it definitely was the MRI that was helpful.
Some studies have suggested that women like Connie Dinning should have regular MRI scans. A Dutch study in this week's New England Journal of Medicine is larger than all the rest put together. Dr. Jan Klein of Erasmus University in Rotterdam says it shows MRI is definitely better.
The advantage of MRI is a higher sensitivity. That means that we detected by MRI 8 out of 10 breast cancers, while mammography found only 3 to 4 out of 10 breast cancers in patients with a predisposition for breast cancer.
So MRI can find most breast cancers in high-risk women. But there is a downside. Dr. Laura Lieberman of Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York says MRI leads to more false alarms.
If there's a cancer in your breast, it's likely to show up on the MRI, but the MRI shows up a lot of stuff that ends up being benign at biopsy. So when one has an MRI, there's a good chance that it will lead to a recommendation for biopsy. And many of those biopsies will be benign, but some of those biopsies will be cancer, and they will be cancers that we couldn't detect any other way.
And MRI finds them earlier. Most breast cancers in high-risk women show up in the interval between mammograms. But with MRI, only 17% of cancers occur during this interval.
If instead of having this cancer pop up when it's more advanced and has spread to lymph nodes 6 months after a normal mammogram, maybe by doing the MRI we can pick it up earlier when it's smaller and hasn't spread to lymph nodes and has a higher likelihood of being curable.
This doesn't mean that high-risk women don't need mammograms anymore. Mammograms are better at picking up certain kinds of cancer, so they'll need both tests. Many specialists also say they'll need to go to centers that do lots of breast MRIs, and when something suspicious is found, get a special biopsy in which the surgeon is guided by a real-time MRI image. Women who are not at high risk may wonder if they should get MRIs too. Lieberman and others say no.
I don't want a lot of normal risk women to think that this study indicates that MRI would be a good test for them, because I think for them it has more potential for harm than good.
Harm from a high number of needless biopsies. But for high-risk women like Connie Dinning, MRI can make a profound difference.
I feel very lucky. There was an element of relief that it did happen, but it was caught early and made my decisions easier, made the treatment much easier, and hopefully in the long run makes a cure.
That's a big enough benefit that some insurers say MRI is worth the extra cost, about 10 times a regular mammogram. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.